Wildfires are getting more extreme with climate change, but even in the worst ones, some houses survive. Lauren Sommer from NPR's Climate Desk reports on what homeowners can do to prepare for wildfire threat and increase the chances they'll have a home to come back to.
It's a pretty surprising sight after a wildfire. There are rows of destroyed houses, debris and ash everywhere, and then one house that looks completely untouched.
It is certainly a hopeful story, yeah. We are not powerless against these wildfires.
Faraz Hedayeti is a research engineer at the Insurance Institute for Business and Home Safety. It's a nonprofit research group funded by the insurance industry that studies why houses burn down. After last year's devastating wildfire in Lahaina, Maui, they inspected the damage. More than 2,000 buildings were destroyed. The fire was driven by extreme winds that tore through the dense grasses at the edge of town.
In many parts of Lahaina, tall, unmaintained grasses were in contact with the built environment.
But one house near the grassland didn't burn. That's because its backyard had been cleared of dense vegetation, creating what's known as defensible space. It acts like a buffer.
We want to sparse out the fuel. By fuel, I mean trees, sheds, vegetation, anything in that area should not be in contact with each other.
A few other houses survived because they had rock or brick fences. That's a lot safer than wood fencing, Hedayeti says, which can carry fire right to a house, especially if there's a gate or deck touching the house. Another important thing, the roof. That's because a wildfire puts out a lot of embers.
They go up in the air, and wind can carry them a few feet or several miles. And when they land on a home, they can ignite it.
Embers can ignite a wood roof, but one house in Lahaina with a metal roof survived. Tiles and asphalt shingles also resist fire. Finally, Hedayeti says, using fire-resistant building materials made a difference for some houses too. That includes the siding and having double-pane windows.
We need to give a fighting chance to the building to survive by using non-combustible material. But that's all we can do.
Surviving a wildfire does take some luck, he says. Even a house with everything done right can still burn in extreme conditions.
There is no guarantee in natural hazards, but the chance to have a home to return to is significantly higher when we apply these recommendations.
And when a whole neighborhood prepares for wildfire, that makes the biggest difference, he says, since it can stop the fire from getting in the first place. Lauren Sommer, NPR News.